Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. So, making the headlines, looks like, you know, doctors made headlines yesterday. One, the surgeon getting fired in Minnesota, Fergus Falls, for going to a school board meeting and, you know, siding with his parents, patients, that, you know, the mask mandate should be up to the parents. But another doctor has gotten in trouble, just fined, but he's gotten in trouble for something that happened 5 years ago. And apparently this doctor fell asleep when his patient that was supposed to have emergency ankle surgery, I'm not exactly sure, maybe emergency ankle surgery, maybe it was a fractured tip fib, I don't know. But he was supposed to be there in the OR with the resident before the patient was prepped and I guess rolled in. He goes, I'm going to go grab a sandwich. Goes to his car to eat and ends up falling asleep. By the time he wakes up, the surgery was over. He got busted. So, this is Dr. Tony Tenori, 54 years old. He holds an active license in Massachusetts. He was on call one night, November 16th, during this emergency ankle surgery. It was supposed to take place. It ended up taking place anyway, but he fell asleep in his car. The resident, I guess, was going to perform the surgery under his supervision, but I think he did it anyway. And so in a recent ruling, the State Board of Registration and Medicine concluded that Tannery, who was the attending surgeon for orthopedic trauma emergencies that night and had escorted the patient with the resident to the OR, had engaged in conduct that undermines the public confidence and the integrity of the medical profession. So when you read this, there's a few different articles saying, doctor goes and takes a nap while the patient's in the OR, doctor this. Okay, but, you know, when I was in training, and the rules have changed, when I was in training, there was only one attending, and if that attending was in another surgery, and there we were, I was in an emergency trauma surgery with the resident. The residents were performing the surgeries, and I was their assist. And so if the attending is busy, the residents are doing the procedures. That night I delivered twin breech, my resident was doing an emergency C-section. There was nobody else on call. I delivered the twin breech by myself. Now, of course, attending walks in pretty ticked, starts yelling, you know, where's your resident? Babies were fine. Everything turned out fine, but I think the resident's in a C-section. When you're understaffed, they're, you know, it's all hands on deck. But people are going, okay, well, why did he take a nap? Why did he fall asleep? All right, well, if he was on call that night, I mean, let's talk about how, you know, and he's older than me, and trust me, I need way more sleep than I used to. But if your day starts at 5, 6 in the morning, and then you work a full day, and call sucked. I hated doing call, which is why I don't do it anymore. So that you work that whole day. And then, rather than going home, getting to relax, taking a hot shower, going to bed at 9, 10 o'clock, you're still working. You're still doing surgery. 2, 3 in the morning, you need to be wide awake. And then the day starts at 6 a.m. So even though now there's rules for residents per se, most of us doctors or attendings or those of us who trained before, we then had to start our 6 a.m. day just as if we were never on call. So when I talk about 36-hour shifts, that's from starting 6 a.m. that Monday morning, going to working through Monday night, starting the workday Tuesday, not getting to go home till 6 p.m. on Tuesday. So if he's here at at the 22-hour mark, you're tired. You know, on call, I don't know what they're... I mean, they are starting to move to, like, having laborists where there are people that are on in the middle of the night only so they get to rest. Then they're up in the middle of the night to do the deliveries. But before, the way medicine was, is your half-asleep doctor was taking care of you. I told you, I was woken up. The nurse woke me up. That's why you never fall asleep on call, because it's almost harder to wake up. It's almost easier just to stay awake. And so she woke me up, and I'm stumbling. It takes me a while, and I fall onto the patient that I'm supposed to deliver. Now, everything was okay. Delivered the baby. Baby was fine. Mom was fine. Everything was fine. But you could see the fear. And I spoke Spanish, so I told them in Spanish, look, you know, I'm sorry. It's, you know, we got this. Baby was delivered fine. Also, we have good nursing staff. But, us being half asleep is a common thing. And so this doctor, probably they were getting they were going to get the person prepped, all that. He's like, I'll be there, get things started. And he falls asleep. So residents running a surgery, there are newer rules now where most hospitals will not let that happen. A resident will have to have an attending in the room. And I know that scares a lot of you guys. And you're like, oh, my God, that means there's a baby doctor. Remember, baby doctors are the medical students. Residents are not baby doctors. They're teenage doctors. Okay? Yeah. Is that coming out? Yeah. So little baby doctors aren't allowed to do anything by themselves unless there's somebody supervising. All right? Residents, many times the residents, if there's only one attending, or that attending is home taking call, the attending will come down if it's necessary, but residents run the show at night. But they're doctors. They're doctors that have had training. Their first year, second year, third year. There's always a senior resident, and that senior resident's about to graduate. And it's actually worked. It's worked for years in training hospitals. Until a story like this comes out where the doctor falls asleep and takes a nap. So people are like, oh my God, he should have been charged more. He should have lost his license. We all fall asleep. We're all human. A doctor is going to get tired and fall asleep. That happens. Should the resident have stopped the surgery? Did what happened? Did the doctor say, look, you just get started, and, you know, I'm going to run and get somebody to eat, and then I'll join you when you start. And, you know, so we don't know what happened to the patient. I mean, we're assuming the patient's fine because we didn't hear anything for the past 5 years on this. But, you know, doctors need to get sleep. Nurses need to get sleep. Residents need to get sleep. Medical students need to get sleep. We need to do this better. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there. And many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality-made travel pillows or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come in a wide variety of uses. Apply hot or cold therapy and are all made in the U.S. USA. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here.
On, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they make such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
groom? Hey, now, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
So thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Now, the one dance I don't understand, and I get a lot of the new dance moves, they are a little suggestive, but I don't get the pediatric lap dance. And I see this all the time. We see these kids, they are, and the parents are like, oh, look how cute, you know, they're dancing, you know, they're like little adults or like little grown-ups. And they're actually making moves that you would do during a lap dance. And you go, okay, the parents are out of their flipping minds, I don't know what they're thinking, right? Well, now people think the school is out of their flipping mind, as pictures have been circulating of students giving lap dances to faculty. I think it was a stunt, but we'll talk about that. So what they did was, apparently this school did a man pageant. And I believe there were boys that were in Hooters outfits and did lap dances. And now a Kentucky school district is investigating social media posts. This was a homecoming event. Showing male teenagers in skimpy clothing giving lap dances to school staff. And in fact, the principal got a lap dance from one of these kids. Remember, they're kids. This, I understand teenagers do crazy things, but when you dissect this legally, this is so, so bad for the school. This is just beyond. And I don't know if there's going to be pedophilia charges. I don't know what's going to happen. So social media posts emerged from Hazard High School in Hazard, Kentucky. Not Hazard County, Dukes of Hazard, but Hazard, Kentucky. And it showed teenage boys giving lap dances to staff. Parents on social media lost their poop. So according to Hazard Independent Superintendent Sandra Combs, she told the Herald Leader that the incident is under investigation, and as you know, anything under investigation, I really can't talk about it. Once the investigation is complete, appropriate action will be taken. Now, I am looking at a teenage boy in the picture. Face is blurred out. He's got stockings. He's got like a negligee on, and he's grinding up against a teacher who is sitting there laughing. It is such a bad look. It is such a bad look. Now, look, I get it. I have teenage boys. And when they had to, in high school, come up with a prom king funny skit. My son came up with King Kong. He and his friends came up with King Kong versus Tyrannosaurus Rex. So he had his King Kong. The guy was in that blow-up Tyrannosaurus Rex, and they look like they beat each other up. And then he wins, and then, you know, the girl's like, oh, you know, and then they go off and whatever. And my son actually won. He made prom king. So I get that when these kids have skits to do, and they feel like they have to one-up somebody else, they're going to want the wow factor. And interestingly, when these happen, whether it's for homecoming or prom, many times there's a contest. So the student body watches and then has to vote. The reason why my son won, even though I think my son is the most amazing thing ever, but he won because it was the funniest. Seeing King Kong, because some of these skits were really stupid, but seeing King Kong and this Tyrannosaurus Rex go at it was so enjoyable that apparently he won by a landslide and ended up, you know, winning and then becoming prom king. So, and, you know, he had the prom court and all that. It was really, really cool. But so when students are watching this, they go, well, wouldn't it be cool if we dress up as women and, you know, we just act all sexy and we do it to, I don't know, a song and we dance. And then we, and this isn't something that the teachers, I don't believe, orchestrated. This is something where the kids go, let's do this. The problem is there are now pictures of grown men and grown faculty in sexual positions inadvertently with minors. So the photos were posted on the Hazard High School Athletics Facebook page. They have since been removed. The principal of the school, Donald, quote, Happy Mobilini, was photographed in the pictures. Also the town's mayor. Oh, Lord have mercy. Let me see. I don't know if these were taken down, but they are. This is so bad. I'm trying to see. I don't even think I want to look. It looks like they started with a dance. And then the mayor, faculty was sitting there clapping, and you see one that is in a bra and panties. And I don't understand what these kids are doing. These kids, but now this is a big cluster. Other photos from the event show teenage girls parading around the gym in Hooters waitress costumes. And then the homecoming event was supposed to occur Tuesday on the Hazard, according to the Hazard High School Facebook page, and it was referred to as a quote-unquote man pageant. So Nima Brewer, co-founder of the public education group KY, That's what it's called. Oh, it's KY120 United. Okay, I was going to say, they might want to change the KY name. KY for Kentucky. They said public education is under so much fire right now. This kind of stuff is not helpful. In fact, it's disgusting. It appears they are sexualizing young adults. So both the principal, Mobilini, and the Hazard School District Board did not immediately respond to the request for comment by Fox News. And this has also been reported by NBC News. According to District Head Superintendent Sandra Combs, I found photos of inappropriate student-led activities that since surfaced on social media. The district has a responsibility to address these issues that arise out of school-based activities. It was a school-based activity. So, you know, this is something where I think it started out innocently. And then these kids, you know, took it to a level. And mind you, teenage kids do like to... You know, they like to twerk. They like to do lab dances. They like to dress revealing. The tutors, the Hooters outfits had like t-shirts and shorts. And so I don't know how they got the Hooters uniform. But, you know, the population, the adolescent population is a very highly sexualized and sexually charged population. So it is no surprise to me that they wanted to take it to that level. All these kids talk about, whether they're freshmen to seniors, is sex and stripping and Hooters and boobies and things like that. And so this was a simple fix. There should have been guidelines. When they said, when you do your thing, you know, for your vote, there should have been guidelines, you know, to have a non-sexual subject. And so they probably thought, well, we're good. We're just dressing up in clothes. We're dancing. And then they took it to the next level. And so it's, you know, my guess is people are going to lose their jobs because obviously it looks bad. And the teacher, somebody should have stopped it once they saw what the students are doing. By the way, the faculty does not know. Because I saw the video when my kids were doing their homecoming or their prom king skits. You saw the video of the teachers laughing because, again, it was King Kong and Godzilla or whatever the heck they were doing. But so the faculty don't know. So it's not like per se they're reviewed. Maybe they have to be reviewed. Maybe faculty have to review. What exactly are you doing? And if you are going to be sexualizing any students, that's a problem. Now, schools already have their work cut out for them because many people wear very sexually suggestive clothes. That's why there's dress codes. And so you have a young girl that gets carried off, you know, in some skit, like a damsel in distress, and she's wearing a skirt, and it's a very short skirt, there's going to be a problem. And then there could be a headline, school allowed crotch photos of student sent all over social media. And the school's like, what the heck happened? Well, some girl got picked up, was wearing a short skirt. Those pictures were cropped, put on social media. So this is why I don't run a school, because I don't even know how. Well, I think I could run a medical school really well, but I would not be able to run a high school well. I just wouldn't even know what to do because there are just so many moving parts that you can't control. And sadly, there's going to be a lot of people fired, a lot of people, and I get the kids are trying to be funny, but minors are not supposed to be doing lap dances. Minors are not supposed to be doing lap dances on adults. And any adult that allows that to happen, despite the gender, is participating in a sexual act with a minor. So this is going to look bad. This is going to be bad for faculty. And a very simple kids, wait a second, what are you doing? What are you planning on doing? Nah, don't go there. That could have solved it. 1-877-DOT-DELLY.
This is an important message. Do you have an IRA, 401k, or retirement account worth more than $100,000? Your portfolio may qualify for an IRS tax loophole that allows you to own physical, precious metals inside of your retirement account. Want our free report that shows you how? We are WealthProtectionResearch.com, and we help investors connect with the top precious metal companies in America to own physical gold and silver inside their retirement account using this little-known but very powerful IRS loophole. To claim your free IRS loophole report today, just text the word GOLD toll to 48542. WealthProtectionResearch.com wants to get this information in your hands now so that you can protect your hard-earned investments. Text GOLD to 48542 to learn more. When you text the word GOLD to 48542, we'll send you a secure link to download our IRS loophole report to show you how to start protecting your wealth with precious metals. Don't wait. Text the word GOLD to 48542 now. Wealth Protection Research. Text GOLD to 48542.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Before heading off to Rome, President Biden is pushing hard for final passage of his sweeping social spending bill.
It's a framework that will create millions of jobs, grow the economy, invest in our nation and our people.
Biden outlining a revamped framework in a White House speech covering $1.75 trillion in new spending, Biden calling it an historic economic deal. Most parents in the United States with younger children are in no hurry to get their kids vaccinated from COVID. According to a study conducted by the Kaiser Family Foundation, parents seem concerned about vaccine safety. About 76% of those surveyed say they are very or somewhat concerned about long-term side effects, while 71% are worried about serious side effects of the vaccine. You're listening to USA Radio News. Weekly jobless claims keep falling. They dropped to just 281,000 last week. That's the fewest since March 14th of last year, right before the economy shut down. The biggest increases in claims were in states like California, Tennessee, and Florida. Attorney General Merrick Garland testified Wednesday before the Senate Judiciary Committee, facing questions about his memo directing the FBI to investigate parents who threaten school board members. Missouri Republican Senator Josh Hawley had a chance to question Garland at the hearing. He tells Fox News the AG's memo has served to intimidate parents from speaking their mind.
They've got every right to go to a school board meeting and say, hey, I don't want my kids taught critical race theory. I don't want my kids forced into mask mandates that aren't right for them or vaccine mandates that aren't good for them. I don't want, they can express their opinion on anything.
More news online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Show 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, who's working the dial. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, so for this next one, we definitely have to watch our language, okay, because this is... Apparently, when you watch these school board meetings, there's language. School board meetings have become the next Netflix. And when school board meetings are on, it is a blood sport. And so we have seen some very interesting things at school board meetings. We've seen people tackle to the ground. We've seen people threaten each other, threaten school board meetings. We saw somebody come in a B suit He was in a B protective suit because he said he has a 0.00001% chance of getting a bee sting. So he wanted to protect him. So, you know, people are being theatrical. But it's because, and we said this, it's because they don't think they're being heard. As Biden goes up there, does his mandates, turns his back on reporters, walks away, parents are like, what the hell? Then they go to their local constituents, and their local constituents are like, mandate, mandate, mandate. And the parents are like, how does anybody know how we feel? Parents go to social media, and those get axed or censored. So if a school board meeting is going to be covered by the press, it's the only time somebody who feels like they're in the minority, and may actually be in the majority, feel like they could be heard. Now, some people have gone through extensive efforts to make them entertaining. If you remember, that one school board member was reading names of potential parents. And so he was like, you know, Phil McCracken, you're next. And he just goes off, whatever. And apparently somebody signed in a bunch of names, and then he read them, and they were those names where, you know, like IP freely, things like that, except dirtier than that. And so he was a good sport with it, you know. But I noticed when I watch these school board meetings, there's obviously a huge disconnect. And maybe it's because the school board members or the trustees can't show emotion. So you see parents crying. You see parents upset. You see kids upset. And all you see the school board trustee person going, next, next. And so I like to give people the benefit of the doubt. I like to say, look, you know what? They don't want to show that one argument was given more attention than another, so they're going to be deadpanned. They're going to poker face through it all. But that's not the case. In fact, there was a hot mic that got Los Alamitos School Board President Merrill's Davidson. They got her, it looks like, opinion on a parent on a hot mic. So she calls up two people, and then you hear her whisper, oh, God, here we go. And so already that, and remember, they're not supposed to be judges. But they act in a role where they're hearing from parents and then making a decision on mask mandates or a decision on school board money, etc., vaccine mandates. And so before the moms even start to talk, she's already like, oh, God, here we go. And then after a parent speaks their mind, and the parent wasn't threatening, they didn't really raise their voice, you hear her go under the mic after she leaves, F you. So the mic caught it. Now, in my neck of the woods, there's been some drama, and it stinks because tonight is the Cardinal-Packer game, so I want to watch football. But apparently there's going to be a school board meeting where it's going to be discussed whether they're going to oust the superintendent, Jara, and Cavallos, these trustee board president, Cavallos. And they're going to, I guess it's going to get ugly. I apologize. I want her exact title. CCSD board president Linda Cavazos, she says she's not fighting for her job. She's only president for 3 more months, and she's on the school board for another year on the board. But apparently she had insinuated that there's a toxic environment. She even called it a toxic environment, a toxic school climate and culture, and that apparently she had tweeted something to the effect that there's other people's issues that might get outed. So this is, as a parent, I see this, and my kids are now out of the school district. This looks like an absolute cluster. When you see school board, you know, when you see what happens across these school boards across the nation, and you see them telling parents to go blank off or blank you, isn't the school board there because of the parents? Aren't these meetings supposed to be about where parents can air their concern? A surgeon got canned for going to this school board meeting in Fergus Falls to talk about the mask mandates and kids with asthma and, you know, how this could be an issue and something that you're going to have trouble reversing. And he's giving his medical advice. He turns around and gets fired. These school board meetings, I don't think they're what they're supposed to be. It almost looks like people are getting trapped in terms of their freedom of speech. In one school board, I believe this is in Minnesota, parents are being asked to give their exact address. And a parent is like, I don't want to give my address. What sort of tactics are being done if these are supposed to offer a means for parents to speak? Everybody always says on these school board meetings, it's about the parents, it's about the kids, it's about the kids, it's about the kids. We want to make sure the parents are happy. You know, we work together with the parents. You don't see that. There is such a disconnect. But the biggest thing that really ticks me off about all of this is schools and parents are pitted against each other because of a higher entity. It's because of the government. Is the government liking this disarray? Is the government wanting people to fight? Is the government hoping that that parents just say, to heck with this, I'm pulling my kids out? When a school board president tells a teacher, F you, when the teacher is trying to fight for their child's educational rights, which their tax-paying dollars are going to, and the parent wasn't asking for marijuana dispensers in the kindergarten bathroom, the parent is trying to talk about their kids trying to breathe through the orifices nature and God gave them. And that warrants being told an F you, that warrants a doctor being canned. And then you hear, like in my neck of the woods, apparently there's a lot of drama among the trustees. And people are doing this, people are doing this. And you know, parents deserve better, students deserve better. And we're fighting amongst ourselves because of poor leadership. Who is leading the education? Who is leading the country? A good leader makes sure that the people they are leading don't fight. Make sure there's not a civil war. Make sure there's not, although the civil war obviously had to happen to free slaves and, you know, back in that, but not, that's a whole different subject for a different day. But if we end up continuing to fight each other, I mean, parents and teachers are supposed to be partners. I've loved every teacher that took care of my child. I have never been in a position where I had to be pitted up against a teacher. Except I think one, when the teacher was treating my son badly. But these school board meetings are ridiculous. Parents get their 2 minutes, they get shut off, they get threatened to be taken away by police. That one man was trying to tell Loudoun County School District that his daughter was raped on campus. And they shut him up and arrested him. This is not the way school board meetings or any sort of dialogue or freedom of speech is supposed to go. And mark my words, parents are going to be ripping their kids out of their school districts. If the school district is being run by people who are corrupt or who are telling parents to F off, then what are they thinking about the child that's there? 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away.
This is an important message. Do you have an IRA, 401k, or retirement account worth more than $100,000? Your portfolio may qualify for an IRS tax loophole that allows you to own physical, precious metals inside of your retirement account. Want our free report that shows you how? We are WealthProtectionResearch.com, and we help investors connect with the top precious metal companies in America to own physical gold and silver inside their retirement account using this little-known but very powerful IRS loophole. To claim your free IRS loophole report today, just text the word GOLD to 48542. WealthProtectionResearch.com wants to get this information in your hands now so that you can protect your hard-earned investments. Text G-O-L-D to 48542 to learn more. When you text the word GOLD to 48542, we'll send you a secure link to download our IRS loophole report to show you how to start protecting your wealth with precious metals. Don't wait. Text the word GOLD to 48542 now. Wealth Protection Research. Text GOLD to 48542.
Hello, I'm a bald person. Which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not-so-convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Doc Dahlia, 1-877-DOC-DALI. The CDC now says mood disorders can put people at higher risk of severe COVID-19 infection. So the CDC has now added mood disorders to the list of conditions that would qualify you to get a booster and alert you to being at higher risk for severe symptoms of COVID-19. Why? Well, a recent analysis has found a leak between mood disorders and the risk of severe and fatal COVID-19. Now, this has been reported by the Washington Post. They say the addition of mood disorders, including depression and schizophrenia spectrum disorders, was made earlier this month, and it allows those with mental illness to be eligible for COVID-19 vaccine booster shots. According to Lisa Daly, this is a population that is really, really, really at risk due to the way that COVID-19 interacts with the diagnoses. Until the CDC put this group of disorders on their list, they would not have known that. They say a meta-analysis published this month found a link between mood disorders and the risk of COVID-19 hospitalization and death. So they want to not ignore people who could have depression or other issues, and they might not be as, you know, maybe one that maybe biologically they might be coincidentally at higher risk with their immune system and cytokine storm, or two, environmentally in terms of, or behaviorally in terms of taking care of themselves. A lot of people who are depressed isolate, so you would think they might be at a better risk, but those who isolate have maybe less of a charged immune system. So it is definitely interesting, and so the CDC has added that. 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOC-DALY. We spoke about how repurposed medications are being looked at, not embraced in America, but being looked at by multiple countries. And I believe Brazilian researchers found fluvoxamine, the SSRI antidepressant, obsessive compulsive disorder medication, to significantly reduce the hospitalization risk in those with COVID, especially high-risk patients. And so it's interesting that those who are on a type of antidepressant such as that one, it might affect the receptor that could cause the cytokine storm that can cause severe COVID illness and death. So this is definitely something that, you know, depression medications, these are things that obviously need to be looked at. 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOC-DALY. Waiting list registrations and liver transplants are linked to the alcoholic hepatitis surge of the COVID-19 pandemic. People drink more. They put themselves into an alcoholic hepatitis, and we think more people now need liver transplants. And a recent study from the University of Michigan, published Tuesday in the Journal of JAMA Open Network, authors examined national changes in waiting list registration and liver transplants for alcohol-associated liver disease, as well as the association of the pandemic-linked rise in alcohol sales. Alcohol stores, liquor stores, were considered essential. So when you were bored and you had nothing to do, go and drink. Looking at data obtained from the United Network for Organ Sharing Standard Transplant Analysis and Research, they say new waiting list registrations and primary deceased donor liver transplants for the U.S. between January 1, 2016 and January 31, 2020, they saw 51,488 new waiting list registrations, 32,000 decreased donor liver transplants. Can't use a liver if it has hepatitis or alcoholic hepatitis. Pre-COVID-19 waiting liver registrants and the liver transplant recipients were between 50 and 64 years old. Average age was 58. The median ages for both new waiting list registrants during COVID-19 and transplant recipients was also about 58. More than 36% were women, 64% were men. But more than 37% were women during the pandemic. So women started to rise during the pandemic period. They say the patient's data were categorized primary listing diagnoses as alcoholic hepatitis, alcohol-related cirrhosis, and other diagnoses. So alcohol use, we know, went up. People want to know, where's the evidence of that besides people saying they drunk? Well, one is alcohol sales. Two is alcohol relapses. But three is people are asking for more livers. So the data was analyzed from March to April of this year. They say from June to January 2021, registrations for the National Organ Transplant Waiting List related to alcohol hepatitis and the number of deceased donor liver transplants have been higher than predicted volumes by more than 50%. So if we have less donors available and more people needing them, that really starts to mess things up. In addition, God forbid I have something wrong with my liver, I'd like to know there's going to be a liver out there for me. Well, if more people drink, then I can't rely on that liver either. So it's multiple fold. You have more people losing their liver. You have people that were going to donate can't because of alcohol use. And then you have, it's not good. So hopefully alcohol starts going down as people go to work. We're not really seeing a lot more people go to work. In fact, we're seeing more people get fired. Raytheon Technologies' top boss warned that the U.S. Aerospace and Defense Company is going to lose thousands of employees who have thus far refused to comply with the COVID-19 mandate. They are faced with a December 8th choice. We're going to potentially lose several thousand people who refuse to be vaccinated, according to Raytheon CEO Greg Haynes. He says this is a tough thing, but we are preparing for it. He says 83% of the company, which has a total workforce of 125,000 U.S. employees, is vaccinated, 83%. 6% are in the process of being vaccinated. There are 3% seeking a religious or medical exemption. Another 3% said, hell no, we're not doing it. And then he didn't really address the status of the other employees who don't fall into those categories. So the company is trying to hire people to fill the upcoming vacancies. We have a huge, huge labor shortage, though. Raytheon had issued a company-wide mandate requiring vaccination by January 1, but that order was usurped when President Biden declared that all federal contractors have to receive the vaccine by December 8th. Now, Senator Tommy Tuberville, Alabama Republican, sent a letter to the White House claiming that Biden's federal contractor vaccine mandate will have a negative effect on our national security. How many hundreds of thousands of military personnel are not vaccinated as well? Dozens of Republican lawmakers on the House Armed Services Committee petitioned the White House and Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin to reverse the Pentagon's vaccine mandate for contractors over fears that it could lead to supply chain issues. Lockheed Martin is having issues. United Launch Alliance, Pentagon, NASA, they are going to feel the loss of staff. So a bill has been introduced by Marsha Blackburn. She rolled out a measure earlier this week that would protect essential workers from being fired due to federal COVID-19 vaccine mandates, making them exempt from President Biden's executive order amid layoffs and resignations. That is going to affect industries across the nation. The legislation is entitled Keeping Our COVID-19 Heroes Employed Act. They are co-sponsored by Senators Jim Inhofe, Oklahoma Bill Hagerty, Bill Hagerty of Tennessee, Inhofe from Oklahoma, Cynthia Lewis of Wyoming, Mike Braun from Indiana, Tommy Tuberville from Alabama, and Ron Johnson from Wisconsin. Blackburn says our essential workers are true heroes. I agree with that. For over 18 months, essential workers showed up, served to protect their communities. Businesses across the country are desperate for workers, and we are in the midst of a supply chain crisis. There are more than 10.4 million job openings across the country, and now President Biden wants to fire even more workers. Getting vaccinated is a choice that should be made between a patient and their doctor. No one should be forced by Joe Biden to be fired or get jabbed. And as I've said, essential workers have busted their butts throughout this whole pandemic. Before the vaccine was available, why can't they continue to work? And the fact that they want to work, that they are showing up to work. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
an important message from Byram Healthcare. If you live with diabetes, you know how challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. With private insurance, Medicare, or Medicaid, that can all change. If you test your blood sugar 4 or more times a day and inject insulin 3 or more times a day, you may qualify to receive at little or no cost, less copays and deductibles, a continuous glucose monitor, providing blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks. It alerts you in real time to potential spikes with your blood sugar levels. Byram Healthcare is a leading U.S. provider of continuous glucose monitors. We carry most major brands and will work with your insurance to get your benefits approved. So if you have diabetes, call a U.S.-based Byram Healthcare specialist now and see if you qualify.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.